Hey guys, welcome to another intriguing episode of Talk With A Duke. On this episode, it's going to be different. It's not going to be like the usual. As you all know already, I'll be embarking on a 5-day speech marathon. And it's going to start on Monday, 11th September, 2023. So I have here two guests who have enough knowledge of the public perception of this upcoming event. They want to share what the public are saying, what they personally feel about the event. And these two people are no other person than Vincent Oshewa.
Hi, guys. My name is Prince Oshewa, additional Vincent.
And I also
have Steven Adebayo.
Steven Adebayo, how are you?
I'm good.
Yeah, so I'm going to leave it over to you guys. Let our listeners know what the public is saying concerning this upcoming event. Share your personal opinions about it and let us know what to expect, what you feel we should expect.
Okay. My name is once again is Prince Oshewa Additional Vincent, Deputy Secretary of National Youth Council of Nigeria Ondo State Chapter, and also the Public Relations Officer of Coalition of Nigerian Youth on Security and Safety Affairs. Firstly, I just have to be honest that I was bewildered when I saw an ideology of the speech marathon being spread outside, because I happen to be, intrigued by such a movement that an individual in Nigeria could come up with such ideology that is different from every other, people that have been vying to hand the title of world breakers. So, as for the speech marathon, I am honestly happy that at least someone, not just an individual, but somebody that is also an influencer that understands the place of PR, the place of publicity that has to do with words, coming with such ideology. I'm talking about no other person than Christopher Onusa, the Duke of Akokolad. So it's a new, idea, because when I did my research on speech marathon, and I discovered that the last winners happened to be a team that they spent about 127 hours, to get such. So an individual coming alone to, embark on such an adventurous project to speak for 100 hours nonstop, even though it's a little transmission of breaks, makes it something that we, especially people that are individuals of Ondo State, should be proud of, because we have always been known as people of high intellect. And when they say speech marathon, it does not have to do with you just talking. It has to do with talking about content, talking about things that matters, things that people can actually, extract ideas, extract meaningful, impact semantically to the public. Let me just pause it, because we are to let Novi like and Billy was speaking here. So I hand over to my second.
I'm Adebayo Steven by name. This speech is something so surprising, because I can't believe a 24-year-old boy can be embarking in an 100 hours of marathon speech. The marathon speech is not just about talking. There are lots involved in it. The lot is trying to ignite knowledge, imbibe knowledge into a lot of people. You have a lot of things to gain from it. You can actually learn more. So we are actually waiting for more supporters, sponsors. You guys should come in, turn up for us. So Mr. Vincent, what is the public perspective? What are we hearing from it?
From my view, I believe the public perception about this is something that we should be proud of. At first, I remember when, he shared the idea in his last program that I actually anchored as the MC at Deja Vu Hotel, a program that has, societal impact too, as to where a lot of young leaders actually came to discuss the way forward of the Nigeria that we live in. the acceptability of the public has made it shown that the public actually, we see have a lot of intellectuals in the public, that the public actually have high hopes in the world of elites, because Speech Marathon is not, I would say the honest truth, that it is no more of entertainment, it is more of an educational, you know, impact. And I'm so shocked and, you know, surprised that a lot of people have been calling in, a lot of people even in diaspora, which is even more shocking, calling in, you know, tendering their support, that they really want someone, you know, in Nigeria to actually have such a title, because Nigeria happens to be an environment where we have a lot of, you know, people that have high acumen. And when people that people are calling in such idea, for such idea to thrive, it simply means that we still have hope even for Nigeria at large. So according to the public perception that I've noticed, as at this morning that I still browsed out on some things about this, I discovered that many newspapers like The Nation, they've carried this news. You know, yeah, the person behind it, which is the Duke, actually did a press conference yesterday in the NUJ office. So a lot of media publicity has gone. Even on Twitter, a lot of people want to see what a 24-year-old boy will be seeing for 100 hours. Notwithstanding, we know Nigerians, we are supportive. We just like we supported the Abassi and so many other people that have won Guinness World Record. And even those that did not win, they still supported. And I'm still happy and I'm enthusiastic that this project will be supported by many Nigerians, because we've been receiving a lot of partnership supports, you understand, but we still need more and more, because speaking for 100 hours takes a lot of energy, takes a lot of vitality, takes a lot of strength and vigor. And it takes a lot of support, because naturally, talking alone is not easy, talkless or speaking. But my own perception about, you know, it is that generally people have accepted this ideology and it has come to stay. And I believe that even after this Guinness World Record, that I believe that the Duke will end. I believe in that. I believe in his dream and passion that he will have such title. I still believe that after this will not just be the last. This is just the beginning of a bigger thing. Well, I'll still like my friend here to share his own perception about, you know, publicity, because we are coming from two different environments. But for me, in my own environment, both on the online space and the physical space, this has been accepted generally.
Thank you, Mr. Vincent. So for the media aspects, there are a lot of turn-ups, like likes of, there are some radio stations in other states, like Crest FM, Breeze FM. Olusa was there to actually talk more and also emphasize more on the world record that is embarking. Even it was also at Kaftan TV. We are hoping for the state, the official TV station for the stage to actually turn up, which is OSRC. We are waiting for more. There are a lot of media have been involved. So I believe more will still come, and by the grace of God.
I would also like to, you know, because I have noticed something about we, especially, let me talk about the place of event, which is Deja Vu. We need more of physical support. We need more financial support. When I use we, I believe that I have bought into this idea. So an idea that you buy into, you more or less become an integral part of that ideology. So I feel this is the best time to show the world that we are not just best in some aspects of Olympics, like racing and some other thing and cooking. Yes, the jollof rice of Nigeria has always made us, you know, popular than Nigerians can cook. It is high time we show the world what we really possess. And I believe that is what the Duke of Akoko is trying to portray to the outside world. We have to support him, you know, both online and physically. And what I would like it is, there's a popular adage in Yoruba land that they say that the vehicle towards a greater achievement is money. So I feel like money, no matter how little, can also be used to support this ideology. from any part of the world. Remember, we are talking about Guinness World Record. We're not talking about Ondo State World Record or Nigeria World Record. It is cumbersome. It is bigger. It is something that has to do with the world at large. And you understand? And if Ondo State, if Nigeria is seen on that, apex, I believe that this can change some narrative too from a lot of people that are not in Nigeria that has always seen Nigeria in the more or less in the negative side. But I would like to, still talk about something that is pivotal. And I would like to talk to my friend here to ask him that what do you think we have on? Do you feel Duke will actually be successful in this 100 hours?
Yes, it's capable.
Yes,
it's very, very capable. I believe my name is capable. And again, I know there are some doubting Thomas that have been saying, like, this lady who contested in Ekiti for the cooking aspect, that she was not she did not submit a proposal or anything about. This one has been approved. You can go online. It's everywhere. You see it there. You can go. Just go, you see it. You can check his Instagram and handle. Talk with the dude. It is uploaded there. Just go, it is there. It is there. So it's approved.
I beg me not to turn up. Make I use pidgin and me not turn up. Niger. We are always the best. I believe that this will be another limelight, another way to portray our society to the outside world that we are people. Young people of intellect, and we are not lazy, as the former president said. Thank you, and God bless you.